BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A draft communique issued in Switzerland at the Ukraine Peace Summit, with 100 countries attending, reaffirms the territorial integrity of the country and states that any threat or use of nuclear weapons against it is inadmissible. Earlier, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said accepting the Russian occupation of Ukrainian territory would lead to further conflict.
Freezing the conflict today with foreign troops occupying Ukrainian land is not an answer. In fact, it is a recipe for future wars of aggression. Instead, we need to support a comprehensive, just and sustainable peace for Ukraine. One that restores Ukraine's sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
Russia was not invited to Switzerland and China did not participate. Israel's prime minister has vowed to continue the war against Hamas after 8 soldiers were killed in a blast in southern Gaza, the deadliest incident for the IDF in months. Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel must nevertheless stick to the goals of the war.
In deep sorrow, in heavy mourning, I bow my head together with all the citizens of Israel and mourn the fall of our heroic warriors. Despite the heavy and staggering cost, we must stick to the goals of the war, destroying the military and government capabilities of Hamas, returning all our hostages, making sure that Gaza will no longer pose a threat to Israel, and returning our residents safely to their homes.
Health authorities in the occupied West Bank say Israeli troops have shot dead a 16-year-old boy as they stormed the town of Beit Furik, east of Nablus. An Israeli official said soldiers used live fire and riot dispersal tactics when suspect hurled stones at them. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has criticised proposed legislation that increases penalties for women and health workers who carry out an abortion. Thousands took to the streets on Thursday to protest against the proposal. Leonardo Rocha reports.
President Lula said that he's personally opposed to abortion, but described the bills currently being debated in Congress as insane. The proposal equates abortion to homicide if performed after 22 weeks into pregnancy. The maximum sentence for those involved, which is currently 3 years in prison, would go up to 20 years. Abortion is banned in Brazil, except in cases of rape, risk to the mother's health, or if the baby's brain is unlikely to develop. President Lula has been criticised for taking too long to share his views on the controversial bill.
BBC News. 2 Swedes freed by Iran in a prisoner swap have returned home. Tehran freed the Swedish diplomat Johan Floderus and the dual national Saeed Azizi in return for the Iranian judicial official Hamid Nouri. Nouri, now back in Iran, was arrested in Sweden and sentenced to life in prison for involvement in the mass execution of political prisoners in Iran in 1988. Hundreds of thousands of people across France have held rallies against the political far right after their success in European elections prompted President Macron to call snap polls. Organisers said nearly 250,000 turned out nationwide. Police estimates were half that. The National Rally's young chairman, Jordan Bardella, has urged French people to dare to choose change. At least 6 soldiers, including a senior commander, have been killed by a roadside bomb in southern Somalia. Police and local officials said the attack took place near the city of Baidoa. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Italy have beaten Albania 2-1 in their Group B match of football's European Championships. Albania made history by scoring the fastest ever goal in the tournament's history when Nedim Bajrami hit the back of the net 23 seconds into the game. Italy's Alessandro Bastoni was quick to equalise 10 minutes later, followed by Nicolo Barella. Andy Barwell from BBC Sport was watching.
Italy, I can't really say that they were terribly impressive in this game. It was only the first match for them in the competition, so they can get better. But as defending champions, they'll be a little disappointed with that. The game before that, also in Group B, another one of the heavyweight nations of Europe, Spain. They were impressive. 3 first-half goals in defeating a very talented but slightly ageing Croatian side.
BBC News.